I just wanted them to think that these songs just came out of nowhere or came out of some magical place rather than some guy walking around in his boxer shorts, you know, hanging out at 3:30 in the morning trying to figure out some weird synthesizer part.
Jason Lytle aimed for leaving some mystery in the process of music making with his former band, Granddaddy. But there's nothing and no one to hide behind with his latest project. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. In the past few years, there's been a lot of change in the musical life of Jason Lytle, not the least of which is geographical. The former frontman of the California band Granddaddy is now a Montana resident and also swapped the life of artistic collaboration for the solo path. So there's a bit of the mad scientist approach to his debut album, as Lytle, hunkered down in his Montana home, wrote all the songs, played all the instruments, and produced the finished product, a mix of quiet acoustic tunes and lush, expansive backdrops called Yours Truly, The Commuter. Despite the isolation, Jason Lytle told FUV's Claudia Marshall that he was alone but not lonely and chose to find fun rather than make a breakup record.
If anything, I would have said that the last Granddaddy album had a little bit more of that going on. I kind of had to reintroduce myself to the enjoyment of making music and recording. And so I think there was more of that going on. I think I was just happy just to be making music again and doing it for the right reasons.
So it sounds like the fun kind of went out of it there for a while.
Things had shifted in a way that I was having a hard time appreciating, you know. I wasn't getting the same, you know, even naive sort of enjoyment out of it. It had lost just enough magic, and there was just enough weirdness and responsibility and work and concern in a bad kind of way going on, to where I was like, you know what, I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I'm just going to go away from it for a little while.
He's just a kid who hid inside a hole. His ears could no more hear the story told. No longer did he wonder if getting old. As birds encouraged him on life to hold. And they said, why you don't even try. Just one more night. Why you don't even try.
The way I interpret what I've read about this title of the record is, you're talking a little bit about the distance you have to travel between your life and your music.
Yeah. On one hand, it's a struggle, the idea of having to be an artist, or even coming to terms with that and realizing that you want to be good at it, but then also wanting to be good at, you know, being responsible and being civil and being a good neighbor and, you know, taking care of business. I mean, I kind of lose my mind. I kind of go out there in order to get results, and it's not always a very pretty transition coming back. You know, it's hard dealing with people. It's hard just figuring things out, and sometimes you kind of want to stay there. You know, you don't want to come back. You just want to stay in that sort of weird, elusive, creative fog. So yeah, once I realized I was on this route, it became a fascination to me in addition to a struggle. So it earned itself the title of the record.
All work and no play might have done me. So I'm stoked I'm back out to where I've been. I may be limping, but I'm coming home.
Jason Lytle performing Yours Truly, The Commuter, live at FUV. Thanks to producer Sarah Wardrop, and to hear the complete interview, head to the archives at WFUV.org.